Let's just remind people that you are the author of children's books, George Washington, our founding father. I was at Mount Vernon this past year in the summertime, and I walked out and saw the bookstore. There's my friend Frank Keating's book sitting there. Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore with Mike Wimmer, and Trial of Standing Bear, Will Rogers, an American Legend, and Mike Wimmer. This must be a source of real pride and accomplishment for you.
It is. Standing Bear and Will Rogers won the Western Writers of America Best Children's Book in the years that they came out. Theodore won the English Professor's Gold Medal for the whole world, English speaking, for a children's book. It was a source of real pride for me. Last Saturday night, George, Simon & Schuster, Mike won the medal for illustrations, and I won the medal for children's books from the Oklahoma Book Awards, which I thought was glorious.
And you're on a commission at Mount Vernon.
Well, the regents, and Bonnie Henke from Oklahoma is the vice regent from Oklahoma, the women own Mount Vernon. It's called the Ladies Association of Mount Vernon. They have a board. I'm the chairman of the board. It's a really very interesting group of people, and we just say yes, ma'am, because the regents own it. But I'm like the prime minister, and she's the queen.
When you left office, you went to Washington, and you worked for the insurance industry, and now the banking industry, right?
I went from 400 happy, state-regulated life insurance CEOs to 5,500 unhappy, federally regulated banking CEOs. But it's been great. I earn a living, learn about financial services, two industries that are hugely significant. But when this is over, I'm moving home.
Well, that was going to be my question. You're now 69. What do you see for the rest of your life?
Well, I've got 2 years, 2.5 years, actually, left in my contract for the banks. You know, I was thinking about coming home, being a college president. It didn't present itself. Boone Pickens talked to me about OSU, but I said you needed to have somebody who went to OSU. I really believe that Burns is fabulous. And then I was interviewed to be Oklahoma City University president, and Robert Henry, who's wonderful, got it, which is fine with me. And
but you would have taken that.
Don't know. I was asked by Ron Norick, but I just don't know. Whatever Kathy wants, I do.
Right. Advice to students preparing for the world. They'll be listening to this for their research, whether they're in politics or not. Do you have any comment for them?
Yeah, to realize that breathing in oxygen and breathing out carbon dioxide is not a way to live a life. I mean, to sit around and bellyache about an opportunity that didn't present itself, well, move on. Got a bad meal? Go order something else. Because you only stand on your little postage stamp once. I see older people, and you wonder, did you do what you really wanted to do? And if you didn't, why not? Why don't you just go out there and do what you want to do? I read an article the other day that said the sadness of most older Americans is they didn't do what they wanted to do. And I think that's unfortunate. Maybe you want to be a great hockey player and you can't skate. Well, that's a problem. But that's where schools are so important, because if a kid is a senior in high school and he says, you know, I want to be an astronaut, and he's never taken a math course or a science course, really, forget it. That's where adults come in to say to kids, hey, that's why I love about doing these children's books. Abraham Lincoln had 1 year of formal education. One. And, you know, the Gettysburg Address is the only American words chiseled on the wall of Westminster Abbey. Brilliant prose. And he had 1 year of formal education. So to young people today, there is no excuse for failure. There's every opportunity for success. You may have less than other people, but there's no excuse for failure, in my opinion.
How would you like to be remembered?
As Kathy Keating's husband that tried to do reasonably well in her shadow. Kathy's an example of a person who is always optimistic, always focused on doing good for other people, and never complains about it. And I think if everybody could be like that, that's great.
So are
you? No, I mean, you know, it's kind of like being bumped from Meet the Press. People say, now, when was the Oklahoma City bombing again? I could say that passing Right to Work and seeing Oklahoma through the Oklahoma City bombing and doing all the things I did, isn't that all great? Well, yeah, but 50 years from now, people say, do we have a governor in Oklahoma? Don't we have a commissioner now? In other words, someday the dome will collapse into dust. You know, the architect of the Parthenon is the only person who can say, hey, I did that, and it's still up. But it's a fact. I mean, you know, you just have to do your best day by day and move on.
So are you Mr. Kathy Keating?
Yes, I'm Mr. Kathy Keating. That is a fair statement.
Well, Frank, this was a delight. I appreciate this very much, and this will linger for years and years to come. When the dome crashes, you'll still be heard on this, on the internet.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you're doing this. You always were, for me, a first-rate professional. And we always did have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
As we shake
John.
Hands. Thank you. Thank you, Frank.